And now this is a decision for Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Shover, S-H-A-U, V-S in Victor, E-R, July 8, 69. Addresses a letter to Dr. Michael Stack, S-T-A-C-K, 875-5023. Dear Dr. Stack, a follow-up for Mr. Chauvert, renal failure associated to elevated calcium, question, milk alkali syndrome. Does have a background of diabetes hypertension for high calcium around 12.7, receive Aridia, A-R-E-D-I-A. Calcium significantly improved, principally down to normal. Kidney function has improved from a peak of 4.02, presently down to 2.73. We are still monitoring every 2 weeks. He is minimizing any milk. Excuse me, he has not touched milk or cheese or calcium replacement. Appetite is improving. Constipation is back to normal. No blood in the stools, no vomiting, dysphagia, no changes in urination. Denies edema, claudication, denies chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, present medication, blood pressure, Norvasc, Atenolol, off metformin, off the Ozempic, O-Z-E-M-P-I-N, remains on Actos, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, today weight 190, blood pressure 140 over 80, right-sided, alert orientation 3, minor edema of the eyelids bilateral, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no abdominal flank tenderness, no ascites, edema, neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries, present GFR 27 stage 4 improved, sodium potassium acid base normal, calcium back to normal, albumin phosphorus normal, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 9.5. Iron studies needs to be updated. At the time of high calcium, testing shows suppressed PTH, which is appropriate. It was 6.9, less than 15. There no evidence of monoclonal protein. The important thing will be that the vitamin D125 was elevated at 63, expected to be suppressed for the presence of high calcium. And also an increased level of vitamin A. Considered normal 78, it was more than 100. Kidneys were, if anything, upper large size, 13.3 right, 13.4 left, without obstruction. They did not report any nephrocalcinosis of kidney stones. The spleen was considered large, 15.2. They saw low-density lesions, very small, difficult to characterize. The consideration will be for example, lymphoma or granulomatose abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute kidney injury associated to hypercalcemia. Question related to activity of vitamin D125, which are seen at the time of granulomatose abnormalities. Has received treatment with Aridia with insignificant improvement. Calcium back to normal, kidney function improved, but not back to normal. Aridia effects last 2-3 months. I'm going to update a level of vitamin D125. We might need to do further workup for the abnormalities on the spleen. Besides granulomatous infections, lymphoma, sarcoidosis will be a consideration. We will do a chest X-ray just to make sure that there is no gross lymph node enlargement. In the differential diagnosis, milk alkali syndrome, although that will not explain the abnormalities on spleen and vitamin D125, in any case, we are going to keep avoiding calcium tablets or milk cheese that he was drinking a large amount. Anemia probably represents advanced renal failure. However, as the differential diagnosis is proliferative disorder, that's another differential diagnosis. Iron studies to be updated. No symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, no indication for dialysis. Continue present diabetes, blood pressure management. Chemistries are going to be done every 2 weeks. Plan to see him back on the next 4 to 8 weeks or early as needed. End of dictation